Okay, so let's go from the Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Let's briefly recap from the two dots. Itmar, Rav Oma Sukkah V'Achakach Zman. And Rav Bachana Oma Zman V'Achakach Sukkah. So Machloikus over here, when you are making the bracha of Leishiv V'Sukkah and also the bracha of Shechiyonu, which one comes first? So Rav says Sukkah, then Zman. Rabbi Bachano says, no, Zman and then Sukkah. What's the machlekes? Rav Oma Sukkah V'Achakach Zman. Why would you make a bracha on the Sukkah first? Because Chiyuva D'Yoyma Odif. Because the Chiyuv that comes as a result of the day, that's more significant, more prominent, therefore that comes first. Rabbi Bachano, no, Zman V'Achakach Sukkah. Why? Because we have the famous principle, Todir V'Sheinoi Todir, Todir Koidim. And therefore, because it's more frequent to make a bracha of Shechiyonu, as Rashi explained, you make a Shechiyonu every single Yom Tov, as opposed to Leishei Basukkah, which is only on the Yom Tov of Sukkah. So obviously, Shechiyonu is more Todah. Now, says the Gemara, Leima, let us suggest, which means that the Gemara is going to refute it, but let us initially attempt to suggest that Rav, V'Rav Bachana, Machloik, as we just mentioned a moment ago, Beplukta de Beishamai or Beisilel Kamiflagi, they're actually debating the same machloikas that Beisilel and Beishamai once had as well. Now, they're discussing a different topic, but we're going to relate it to our topic. What does it say there? The Tana Rabbanan. Dvorim Shebein Beishamai or Beisilel Beseuda. There are a number of subjects that Beisilel and Beishamai discuss with regard to the halachas of a Seuda. One of them is Beishamai Oimrim Mevorech Al Hayoim V'Achakach Mevorech Al Hayayin, which means Kiddush Friday night, for example, they have to make two brachas, Boirei Pri HaGofen, brach on the Yayin, and also the brach on the Yoim Mekadesh HaShabbos. So which one comes first? So Beishamai says Mevorech Al Hayoim V'Achakach Mevorech Al Hayayin. First, you make a bracha on the yoim, namely Mekadesh HaShabbos, and then the bracha on the yayin. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim, that no. Mevorech al hayayin, this is obviously what we do. We first say Borei Pri HaGofen, v'achakach mevorech al hayayin. Now, what is the exact discussion? I think this is pretty much where we left off last time. Beis Shamay Oimrim, mevorech al hayayin, v'achakach mevorech al hayayin. Do you know why the yoim comes first? Why would you say Mekadesh HaShabbos and only then Borei Pri HaGofen? For the very simple reason, Shehayoim goyrem leyayin sheyovoy. Because it is ultimately the day that caused the wine to be there in the first place. In other words, why in fact are you beginning your meal with a cup of wine, which you'd never normally do? The answer is because of the yoim. So even though you're making two brachas, but the trigger is the yoim. Therefore it makes perfect sense that first make a bracha on that. Reason number one. Reason number two is v'kvar kidesh hayoim. Because the day became kadosh already, v'adayin yayin loibo, even though the wine didn't necessarily arrive. In other words, which chiyav kicked in first? The yayim. As soon as the yayim arrived, the yayim is here. The yayin hasn't yet come to the table. So you have two separate reasons, says Rashi. Dvorim shebein beishamai ubeis hillel beseuda, i.e. dvorim shenechleku behilchos seuda. Different matters that they argued about with regard to a Seuda. So Beis Shammai says, Mevorech al hayoyim, kishemekadesh ba'arvei Shabbosois, when you make a kiddush on Erev Shabbos, meaning on Shabbos night, kiddush hayoyim tchilo, that comes first, v'achakach, and then birkas hayayin. Why? Because shehayoyim goyrim leyayin sheyovoy, sheim loy mipnei kiddush. Because if not for the kiddush, loy Hoyo nizkak, he would not require, nizkak means to require, he would not require lekois lefnei suda. He wouldn't require a kois, nobody takes a kois on an ordinary meal before the suda makes a drink. Normally, when do you have your kois? During the meal. As part of your meal, yes, you might fill up a cup of wine and drink it, but you don't begin your meal even before starting on a kois. So why is it that bichlal, you are nizkak to the kois yayin? And the answer is only because of the yayin. That's reason number one. V'kvar kidei shayoyim kloima. What that means to say is that v'oid tam acher. There is now a second, altogether different reason, and that is shekidesh hayoyim me'elov. The yoyim became kodesh automatically mishachashecha as soon as it became dark. As soon as it became dark, the day is immediately kodesh, whether you bring wine to the table or not. Va'adayin yayin loybo lefonov. Even though as yet wine has not been brought in front of him, so I don't need to bring, as it were, the yoyim in front of him, because as soon as the yoyim arrives, it's automatically kodesh. And that came first. Therefore, it makes good sense. You should say the bracha on the kiddush hayoyim first. That is the opinion of Beis Shammai. Okay, back into the Gemara. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim, that no. Mavarech al hayayin, v'achakach mavarech al hayoyim. Why does he disagree? And he says you should make a bracha first on the yayin and then on the yoyim. Shehayayin goyrem lekidusha sheteomer. The wine causes the kiddush to be said. In other words, if you have no wine, then what's the halacha? You don't make kiddush. So yes, you're right, Beis Shammai, that the root cause, the trigger of the chiyuv is the yoyim. But ultimately, if not for the wine, you wouldn't be making kiddush. If somebody does not have wine, so by the way, there is a discussion whether you can make kiddush on bread. But certainly, if you don't have wine or bread, then there is no kiddush. So you see that to a certain extent, the wine is really the main thing over here. Because if there's no wine, there is no kiddush. Therefore, says Beis Hillel, it makes perfect sense, therefore, to make a bracha on the wine first. Dovor acher, another reason is Birkas hayayin todira. The bracha of the wine is todir. Birkas hayoyim eino todira. Why is the bracha on the yayin todir? Because you can make a bracha on the wine every single day of your life. But the bracha of the yoyim obviously only comes on Shabbos. In which case we apply the principle of todir v'sheino todir, todir koidem. Two separate reasons for Beis Shammai, two separate reasons for Beis Hillel. Zok Rashi, Shahayayin goyreim lekidu shetei omer, sheim loy hoyo lo yayin. Because had he not had wine there, loy hoyo mekadesh bichdi. What does bichdi mean? With nothing. He would not be mekadesh with nothing. You can't just stand up and say, okay, I'm making a broch of mekadesh hayayin. Why? Because Chazal were mesakein, you've got to say it on a kois. If I don't have a kois of yayin, you can't be mekadesh bichdi. V'hu hadin nami, says Rashi, the same din would apply as well. Le mekadesh al hapas. If somebody is making kiddush over bread, the same thing would apply. Makdim birkas hapas. You would also give precedence to the birkas hapas, namely hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz. Why? Mehai time? For the exact same reason that we applied to wine, the same would hold true for pas. Shahapas bimkoim yain. Because the pas is just taking the place of the wine. So whatever was true for wine is true for the bread. Okay, so let's sum up. We have machloikas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, you first make a bracha on the yoim. Number one, because the yoim is geirim, the kiddush. Number two, because the yoim arrived first. Says Beis Hillel, no. You make a bracha on the yayin, because if I don't have wine, I wouldn't be making kiddush. And number two, because of todi. Now let's come back to our shayla. We have a question of shechiyonu versus leishev basukah. So one opinion said you should make the shechiyonu first. Why todi? And the other one said no, you should make a leishev basukah first because that goes with the yoyim. Well, that sounds remarkably similar to the Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Machlokes. That's what the Gemara says. Lema, let us suggest that Rav is the one who said that you say sukkah first. Sukkah first. In other words, what's the main thing as far as he's concerned?
The day.
The day, the yom. Who does that sound like?
Beis Shammai.
That sounds like Beis Shammai. Leima Rav Doma Kebe Shammai. But Rabba Baba Chano, Rabba Babachanu is the one who said you say Shechianu first. Why? Because of Tadir. He sounds like he's following the footsteps of Lamech Beis Hillel, because he said also you say Tadir, you say Yain first. Says Rashi, Leima Rav Da'omar Choivas Hayoim. Rav is the one who said that the Choiva of the Yoim Adifa takes precedent over Mitadir. And that's why he said you should make a bracha of Leishev Basuka first. Sounds like, what is he telling you? Da'omar Kabe Shammai. Sounds like he's following the opinion of Beis Shammai. For Rabbo, however, Kabe Silel, Da'omri Tadir Adif. Says the Gemara, no. So again, we had the Lema, which means that it's going to change. Let's have a look. Says the Gemara, no, it's not conclusive at all. Why not? Omar Lecho Rav. Because Rav would say to you, remember, Rav said that Sukkah comes first. Why? Because the main thing is the Yom. It sounds very much like he's going with Beis Shammai. So he says, no, I can fit in with Beis Hillel as well. Omar Lecho Rav, so Rav says, Ano da Omri, I can also fit in Afilu le Beis Hillel. I even fit in with Beis Hillel. How can that be? Ad kan loy komri Beis Hillel hasam. Beis Hillel only said his Chiddush over there with regard to Kiddush Elo. Shehayayin goyrem lekidusha sheteomer. Because over there Beis Hillel had a local independent svara that the yayin is the goyrem for the kiddush to be said, because if there wouldn't be wine, then you wouldn't say kiddush. Whereas in our case, when we're discussing Shechianu and Leishev, if you wouldn't have a sukkah, what would be the halacha? Would you say Shechianu? Yes, you would. Like we mentioned early on in the Masechta, even if you're walking in the middle of the street, theoretically you can make a brach of Shechianu. Therefore, says the Gemara, Aval hocha I lav zman. Mi loyom rinon sukkah. Again, it works in both directions. Over here, if I wouldn't have zman, means if I can't say Shechianu for whatever reason, would I make a brach of Leishiva sukkah? Yes. If I don't have a Leishiva sukkah, would I say Shechianu? Yes. So you see that what? The two brachas are totally independent. So over there, Beis Hillel said that yes, maybe in theory I would like to go with the Yom, but I can't. I have to go with the Yayin, because if not for the Yayin, you wouldn't be making a bracha on the Yom in the first place. So therefore, says Beis Hillel, what wins the day? The Yayin. But if not for that svara, says Rav, I'm very happy to suggest that Beis Hillel would agree with me that essentially the Yom is Odif. And that's why Rav says you make a bracha firstly on the sukkah. Why? Because the sukkah, that is the Yom, the main thing is the Yom. Says Rashi, Elo shahayayin goyrem. Over there, Beis Hillel said a very local svara, because the wine is goyrem the kiddush. Ilav dahai taima nami ikka mishum todir. If not for that reason, and it's true also for the reason of todir, fine, so he has two local svaras, but essentially what would he have said? Loi havu makadmili. If not for those svaras, he would not have said that Boire Priyagofen comes first. Do you know why? De Choivas Hayoim Adifa. Rav insists that Beis Hillel does essentially agree that Choivas Hayoim, what does that mean, Choivas Hayoim? The obligation of the day. The brocha that talks about the day, essentially that's Odif. Therefore, in the case of Sukkah, what comes first? The brocha on the Sukkah. Beis Hillel agrees to that, insists Rav. Just in the case of Kiddush on Friday night, there you have another technicality because of the Yayin, is the Goyrim, etc., etc. But if not for that, where the brachas are not dependent on each other, like in our case, then he'll be the first to admit that the Yayin is Odif. That's in one direction. Says Rashi, Ilav sukkah. If not for the sukkah. Sorry, that goes on the next Gemara. So let's have a look back into the Gemara. The Rabba Bachana Omar Lecho. And what will Rabba Bachana say? Rabba Bachana was one who said that you first say Shechionu and then you say Leshe Basukkah. Why? Because of Todi. That sounds very much like Beisilel. So he says, no, I'm not taking sides either. Ano do omri afilu lebeishamai. I can also fit in with the Beishamai. Why? Ad kan loy omri Beishamai hosam. Over there, do you know why Beishamai insisted that you first say Mekadesh HaShabbos, you say the Yoim first? Do you know why? Elo Shehayoim Goyrem Leyayin Sheyavoi. Remember, Beishamai also gave us a very local svara. That the yoim is geirim the yain. What does that mean, the yoim is geirim the yain?
It causes the wine to come.
It causes the wine to come. Otherwise, why on earth are you making a brocha on a cup of wine before you began the meal? Therefore, the yoim is the most important part. But if not for that, aval hocha, ilav sukkah, mi loyom rinon zman? But over here, is it true to say that the sukkah is geirim the brocha of zman? It's not geirim the brocha of zman. Horaya. If I don't have a sukkah, I still say a bracha of zman. Therefore, over there it's true, Beis Shammai says that the yoim is key. Why is the yoim key? Because the yoim is goyrim the yayin, and that's why you make a bracha first on the yoim. But over here, the yoim, or the mitzvah of sukkah, is not goyrim zman. Whatever happens, you say a bracha of zman. It's totally independent. Says Rashi, Ilav sukkah, ilav yeshivas sukkah. Mi lo yomrinon zman? What, you think you wouldn't say zman? What happens if something doesn't have a sukkah? Always potter from sukkah. Gagoin. Hoyol chay drachim. Remember we had a hoyol chay drachim early on in the Masechta? People who are traveling, the pturim in a sukkah. And nonetheless, oimrim zman. They do say, why? Bishvil amoyed. Because it's Yom Tov, Kwe Bashar regalim. And other regalim, you also don't have a sukkah. You still say moyed. You still say shechiyon. Therefore, that's why it says, Rabbi Bachano, I insist that you say Shechiyonu first, because you go with Todi. Okay. Now, what on earth has this got to do with our sugya of Karbonos and Shavuos and Shtei Alechem?
Can we say at this point that it was not like a Beis Hillel, argument of Beis Hillel and Shammai?
Right. Therefore, Rabbo and Rabbi Bachano, remember, we don't really like to have a machloikas amoiroim, which is essentially a machloikas tanoim. If you want to tell me that, listen, there's machloikas tanoim, and I happen to paskin like one of the two opinions, fine, that's your prerogative, you have to take a side, you've got to paskin something. But you can't have your own private machloikas as if you were the first ones in the history of civilization to think of it, when it turns out that two tanoim thought of this hundreds of years ago. That can't be. And that's why the Gemara was getting upset. Lema, let us suggest that they're taking sides without even referring to that machlekas. So what's the answer in a case like that? That no, they're not taking sides. The machlekas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is very much dependent on local svaras that pertain to Kiddush and pertain to Kiddush only. Whereas the machlekas Rabba Chana is an altogether completely different machlekas with regard to sukkah and leishev. And never the twain shall meet. There is no connection between the two. We're not taking sides. If you want to know why it is that we did not refer to the long-standing machlokes between the Tanoim, the answer is because nothing to do with that machlokes. Fine. And now we bring it back to our subject. Because the Gemara says, Tanan. Remember what we learned in our Mishnah? Ba'atzeres oimer loy heilach matzah heilach chametz. Remember we learned in the Mishnah, we are busy dispensing two separate breads. Not only separate, they're different. One is chametz and one is matzah. One is from the shtei halechem and one is from the lechem aponim. So if you remember, we saw Rashi on the Mishnah, why is it important to specify and point out exactly which bread it is you're getting, because everyone has to get a portion of both. You can't trade off. Oh, I'll take two of this and you take two of something else. Okay. But what is the order that this was announced? It says in the Mishnah, Heilach Matzah, Heilach Chometz. Now, what was the matzah from? The Lechem Haponim is matzah. The Lechem Haponim is matzah. Whereas the Shtei Lechem of Shavuos was Chometz. So if we say Heilach Matzah, and only then Heilach Chometz, so which one are we mentioning first? We're first mentioning the Lechem Haponim, and only then the Yom Tov Korban, which is Shavuos Shtei Lechem. Says the Gemara, V'ha-hocha, over here, the Chometz Iker, U'matzah Tofel, V'ktoni Heilach Matzah, V'heilach Chometz Teyuvta D'Rav. According to Rav, when you have a clash between the day and something else, you always go for the day. Choyvas hayoyim odif. Do you have a shayla? Shall I make a bracha of leishe basuka or shachiyon? Which one comes first? So Rav says leishe basuka. Why? Choyvas hayoyim. Even though shachiyonu definitely is todi. In other words, if you ask Rav, is Shechiyonu Todi, what will he say? Of course he agrees it's Todi, it's a non-debatable fact. But just in the opinion of Rav, what eclipses that? Choyvas Hayoyim. That is the Ikar. Everything else is Tofel. No, so if that's the case, back to Shavuos. You have two Korbonis. Now, one of them is a Choyvas Hayoyim. Which one is that? Shtei Alechem of Yom Tov. And one of them is Todir. Which one is Todir? Lechem Aponim. So according to Rav, which one should come first? The Shtei Alechem. Even though it's less frequent, but it's Chavos Hayoyim.
That's not the order of the Mishnah.
But I'm sorry to tell you, it's not the order of the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, and that's why we had this whole discussion, the Mishnah says, Heilech Matzah, which is Lechem Aponim. So I see that what do I go for when I have a clash of Chovas Hayoyim and Todir, which seems to win the day?
Todir.
So I'm sorry to tell you that is a Tiyufta Deraf. Says Rashi. The Chometz Ikka, why is the Chometz Ikka? Shehi Chova Layoyim. Because that is the order of the day. And that's why it's considered Ikka in the opinion of Rav. Whereas umatzah is only tofel, shehu shel Shabbos she'ovrod, because it's last week's bread. Remember, it's not the order of the day. It's not today's lechem aponim. V'ktoni, and what does it say? The palgi matzah bereisha. They divided up the matzah in the beginning. What do I see from there? Alma todir odif. So I see that when I have a clash between Todir and Chovas Hayoyim, Todir seems to win the day. And that is the exact opposite of Rav's opinion. That's what the Gemara says. Tiyuv to the Rav. Rav seems to be disproven. Says the Gemara, you're right, but you're wrong. Omalacha Rav, Tanoihi. You're right. I have no way of avoiding the question from this Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to be absolutely explicit. So when you have a clash between the Yoim and Todi, I go for Todi. And I do not fit in with the Mishnah. But you should know, there is a machlokes hanayim. That is a subject of much debate, so I'm allowed to take a side. Why? Who argues with the Mishnah? I'll tell you. The Tanya, because we have a braisa that says, Heilach Matzah, Heilach Chometz. That's exactly like our Mishnah, but then guess how the Mishnah continues. Abba Shaul Oimer, Heilach Chometz, Heilach Matzah. So Abba Shaul clearly tells you that which one is Odif? the yoim shkoyach. In which case, Rav, although it's true, it might not fit in with our Mishnah, but it's not a tiyufta because he has an opinion of Tanoim to back him up. It turns out to be machlokes Tanoim. Fine. Says the Gemara, what's the halacha? A machlokes, what the halacha is. Dorash Rav Nachman Barav Chista. Loi kedivrei Rav da'oma suka va'achakach zman. Rav Nachman said that we do not maintain the halacha like Rav. Elo zman va'achakach suka. V'Rav Shesha says, no, V'Rav Shesha's braider of idioma, suka va'achakach zman. So machleikus, who do we paskin like? And what is the final halacha? Ahilchasa suka va'achakach zman. The halacha is, you first say sukkah, and then you say zman, and of course, this is, in fact, what we do. We first say Baruch Paragofen, we then say Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim, which is the yoim. We then say Leishev basukkah, and then finally we say Shechayonu, and the answer is, because we paskin like Rav. End of sukkah. Very good. Now, there is one more line of the Gemara before the Mishnah. If you remember, have a look again at the last line of the Mishnah. It says, Mishmar Shezmanoi Kavua. What does that mean, Shezmanoi Kavua? The Mishmar whose Zman is that week, everybody was there. But there is a Mishmar whose week that is. What would they be Makriv? Basically, what was the rule? What are they Makriv?
Everything that's not Yontif related.
Anything which is not Yontif related, i.e., says the Mishnah, Tumidim, right? Tumidim have nothing to do with Yontif. You makriv Tumidim every day. Nedarim, v'nedavois, and then it says, v'shar korbonois tzibur, and then it says, u'makriv es hakoil. So the Mishnah is a little bit vague. Which other korbonois tzibur are you referring to? And even more troublesome, what does that mean? Umakriv es hakol, umakriv everything. It's not everything. What's it referring to? Says the Gemara, Mishmar shizmanoi kavua v'shar korbonoi sibur la'asuyei mai? Question mark. What does that mean, la'asuyei mai?
What does it include?
Well, what's it coming to include? You said this and that and all other korbonoi sibur. Which korbonoi sibur are you referring to that haven't yet been mentioned? Says the Gemara too. La'asuye par helem dovor shel tzibur. What's a par helem dovor shel tzibur? Says Rashi. Im ira bohen beregel. If that would happen to Klal Yisrael on the Yom Tov, that what? Sha'ovru aveira v'hiras bezdin. There exists the concept, as it were, of Bezdin making a mistake. So if Bezdin paskened that this particular item of food is permissible to eat, and it turns out that it's not, so they made a mistake. So you have to bring a par. When do you have to bring a par? Then and there. So if that happened, if that mistake happened to be on Yom Tov, then what? You'd bring it on Yom Tov, but it's not Yom Tov related. Nothing to do with Yom Tov. So that would be an example of a korban sibur. So who would be makriv that korban?
Kavua standing. Regular
kavua. Right, whoever Mishmar was in the Beis HaMikdash, not the rest of Klal Yisrael. That's one example. The other example is v'si'ire avoidas kechavim. What's the si'ire avoidas kechavim? Rabbi Yosef, how do you understand? What's Seire Avoidas Kechavim?
First of all, the Sanhedrin has to make a mistake.
No, that's the Par Helm Dovah. That's the Par Helm Dovah Shal Tzibur. But what's the next carbon?
Oh, so by mistake, they served.
They served Avoidah Zara, obviously by mistake. So that also needs a carbon tzibur, but again, that's not Yom Tov related. It has nothing to do with Yom Tov. It happened to take place on Yom Tov. Fine. What is the last line of the Mishnah? It says, "V'hu makrives hakoil la'asuyei mai?" Question mark. Do you know what that's referring to? La'asuye kayitz hamizbeach. This is not a korban tzibu, as it were. Korbanos tzibu have all been mentioned. Tmidim, nedarim, nedavos, parhelim, dofel shel tzibu, siri avodis kechavim. What's kayitz shel mizbeach?
Was empty, it was free.
To keep the Mizbeach occupied. They always had spare money with which they brought extra korbanos in the event that basically the Mizbeach had nothing to do. We don't have an empty Mizbeach. But again, that's nothing to do with Yom Tov. Says Rashi, Kayetz HaMizbeach Kishuhu Botel. What does that mean, Botel?
It was not busy.
Freed up, not busy. Shekolso Haktoras Tomit. When they finish being makter the tomid, the ein mevi neder of a nedova, neither, for example, were there any nedarim or nedovas to bring. So what is there to do? Nothing. So what would happen? Hayu shofaris. There were these shofaris. Shenaisnim behem mois. They used to put in money. Used to keep the money in the shofar. Kol moisarais hashunim b'shas b'chol mokim. Whenever we talk about moisa, leftover, it's very often mentioned in Shas. The leftover money, which leftover? Whenever there was spare money, we put in these shofaris. And also, v'chol mokim sha'amru, yiru ad sheyistavu. What does that mean, yiru ad sheyistavu? There are some cases that, for whatever reason, we're not going to get involved now, you have a korban, which you can't sacrifice. Now, if you can't sacrifice a korban for whatever reason, you're a little bit stuck. Why are you stuck? Because on the one hand, you can't sacrifice it, but it's kodesh. Why is it kodesh? Because it's been designated as a korban, so what do I do? The answer is, yiru, it should graze, ad shi yistoavu, until it becomes a ba'al mum. Oh, once it becomes a baal mum, if you leave an animal long enough, it'll eventually injure itself. And when it injures itself, it's rendered a baal mum, and now it's not allowed to be brought on the Mizbeach. So what do? V'yimkuru, v'yiplu demeim, you sell the animal, and all the money comes l'nedova. U'mehen, loikchin oilois. And what do they do with the spare money? They brought korban oilois lekayitz on mizbeach to keep the mizbeach, as it were, occupied when there was nothing to be makriv. Says Rashi, what does the word kayitz mean? Veloshen kayitz, quote unquote, is ka'odom ha'oichel te'enim, like a person eat figs b'kinuach su'udah. So it's the end of the meal; you have dessert. Now you're not eating because you're hungry; just eating just to top off the meal. That's what kayitz on mizbeach means. So therefore, these korbanos, with all the spare money that was sitting in the sheforos, all the spare money that came about through animals that had to be sold after having become a baal mum, what were those used for? The kayitz amizbeach. They were makriv korbanos, just to keep the mizbeach, as it were, busy. Those are not Yom Tov related korbanos. And if they're not Yom Tov related korbanos, so who would be makriv them? The mishmar shezmanoi kavua. As opposed to the Yom Tov related korbanos, those are sacrificed by who?
Everyone.
All of the mishmaris. And if you remember, we said last time that whoever is makriv a korban also gets to eat it. We learned that from a different pasuk. So if you get to sacrifice it, you also get to be oichel the korban. Very good. Okay, I think we can make a start to the next Mishnah, which is now the final sugya in all of Masechta Sukkah. Does anyone remember when we actually began Masechta Sukkah?
When?
Was it about 3 years ago? Do you remember exactly when?
I have it. A little more, I think it was...
You're right. 3 years ago, which is when I joined this shul, Pashas Shmini, 3 years ago exactly. And I remember coming here that first Ben Azmanim, and doing Chazorah of the beginning of Kiddushin. Kiddushin is what we learned before Sukkah. That was exactly 3 years ago, so you're quite right. So we clearly started Sukkah 3 years ago. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Fantastic achievement, Be'ezah Hashem. So let's now try and learn the last sugya. Yom Tov HaSamuch LeShabbos. Now, this is a little bit tricky, because there's a Mishnah and a Rashi and a Gemara. Bein melefoneho, bein laachareho, ho you call hamishmoro is shavois bechiluk lechem haponim. Now, let's stop for a moment. Lechem haponim was always distributed when?
Shabbos.
So on a regular Shabbos, whichever mishmor was there would get the lechem haponim. Now, the truth of the matter is, on a regular Shabbos, there were two. There was the ingoing and the outgoing, the nichnosim and the yoitzim. We'll see later on, there's machloikas, do they split the lechem haponim evenly, or not quite evenly, but certainly it was split into two, between the nichnosim and the yoitzim. Now, on Shabbos Yom Tov, we've already discussed, where does the lechem haponim go to?
Everybody.
Everybody. So 24 groups will have to split up the 12 breads. Fine. So clearly, we cannot be talking about Shabbos on Yom Tov, because we've already discussed that. And Shabbos on Yom Tov, we've been told, for the Lechem Aponim goes to all the Mishmoris. So what is our Mishnah telling us? Do you know something? The Lechem Aponim goes to all the Mishmoris. We've already discussed that. So we can't be talking about Shabbos on Yom Tov. So therefore, when it says Yom Tov HaSomuch LeShabbos, Yom Tov which is close to Shabbos, it can't mean that Shabbos is on the Yom Tov. For example, if the first day of Yom Tov would be a Friday, so then the second day of Yom Tov is Shabbos. But that can't be the subject of our Mishnah, because then Shabbos is on Yom Tov, and I already know that from the first Mishnah. So to the end of Yom Tov, imagine if Yom Tov finishes on a Sunday. So for the day before that, it's Shabbos Samoch LeYom Tov. That's true, but that's Shabbos Yom Tov. I already know the halacha of Shabbos Yom Tov. So when we say Lefoneho V'La'achareho, I have no choice but to translate, what does it mean? We're talking about the Shabbos, which is the day before Yom Tov, or the day after Yom Tov. That's what it means. Yom Tov HaSomuch LeShabbos Bein Melefoneho Bein LaAchareho doesn't mean that the Yom Tov is first. It means the Shabbos is first. So Yom Tov begins on which day of the week?
On Sunday.
Therefore, the Erev Yom Tov is Shabbos. So it's not Shabbos Yom Tov. Or the other way around. If Yom Tov finishes on a Friday, then the day after that is Shabbos HaSomuch LeYom Tov. But it's not Shabbos Yom Tov. Ah, this we've never discussed. This is the subject of our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah again, Yom Tov HaSomuch LeShabbos Bein Melefoneho Bein LaAchareho. Whether we're talking about Shabbos prior to Yom Tov or Shabbos post Yom Tov, how you call amishmorais shavois bechiluk lechem haponim. They would also divide up the lechem haponim equally amongst all the mishmorais, even though, what is the big chiddush of this Mishnah? Even though it's not actually Yom Tov, it's Erev Yom Tov or Isru Chag, the day after Yom Tov. So why are we splitting this? The answer is because the Kohenim all had to be there. They couldn't leave to go home, or they couldn't have arrived there any later. Says Rashi. Bein melfoneho, bein melachareho. Mefarish b'gemara. The Gemara will explain that what that means is shechal Yom Tov. When did Yom Tov fall out? Laachareho. Which is another way of saying that Yom Tov was on Sunday. Deloi Havale Shabbos Shabbatei Chag, which doesn't mean that Yom Tov Shabbos is in the Yom Tov. Shabbos is in the Yom Tov. I already learned that from the last Mishnah. To the contrary, Shabbos precedes the Yom Tov. The Yom Tov is on Sunday. Shabbos is the day before. Vafilu hachi, and nonetheless, hoyel v'tzrichim lahakdim bi'oson me'erev Shabbos. Since they all had to come on erev Shabbos. Because you can't travel on Shabbos. So everybody had to come when? So really, why were they coming? For which reason? Why were they all coming? For Yom Tov, the Eila Regel. So if Yom Tov was on the Sunday, they would have loved to have come the day before, but they can't because it's Shabbos. Therefore, they had to be there on Friday. So it turns out that here we have as well, a good quiz question. Good quiz question. How can it be that you have all of Klal Yisrael on the Beis HaMikdash and it's not Yom Tov? The answer is, it's Erev Yom Tov, which is Chal B'Shabbos. So all the Kohenim were there. Sharei Bishul Yom Tov, they had to come before Yom Tov. Says Rashi, Sharei B'Shabbos, Lo Yuchlu Lavoi. On Shabbos, they obviously can't come. So what would you do? Therefore, Cholkin B'Lechem HaPonim. Therefore, once again, they would get their fair share of the lechem upon him, and the same is true the other end of Yom Tov. V'chein imchal shmini lefoneho. Bless you, if the shmini would be chal before, in other words, be'erev Shabbos. So before we said that Yom Tov fell out on Sunday, and now what happens if, in theory, the last day Yom Tov would fall on a Friday? So normally, when would they go home? The very next day. But here they can't go home the next day because the next day is Shabbos. In which case, afal pi she'ein ha-Shabbos b'techa chag, once again, even though Shabbos is not during the Yom Tov, nonetheless, choyel kin boy, you would divide up the lechem upon him. Why? Choyel v'loy yuchlu lo leches. This is the same as the beginning of Yom Tov, just the opposite way around. Here, they couldn't go back. Yom Tov finished on a Friday, so when do you want them to go back? On Friday night, you can't, it's Shabbos. Therefore, they had to stick around until Sunday at the earliest, which means that Shabbos, although it's not Yom Tov, but they were all there. Therefore, once again, they get their piece of lechem upon them. So again, this is a great quiz question. How can it be that all of Klal Yisrael are in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash, and it's not Yom Tov? The answer is, if Shabbos is either the day before or the day after, then for obvious reasons, they can't travel on the day before or the day after because it's Shabbos. So if they had to be there before Shabbos or stay till after Shabbos. The ramification, la halacha being that all the kohenim present in the Beis HaMikdash would all get a share in the lechem upon him, despite the fact that it wasn't Yom Tov at all.
The same as on Shabbos.
Now, Chal liyos yoim echod lahafsik bentayim. What happens if there was a day's break? Which means, for example, that what? The first day Yom Tov?
Thursday or Monday.
Was a Monday, for example. Now, if the first day Yom Tov was a Monday, so in theory, there was time to be there on the day before, which is the Sunday, and you didn't have to be there the previous Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls out on Sunday, then you have no choice. You had to have been there for Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. But here, Erev Yom Tov is a Sunday. Or the other way around. If Yom Tov finished not on a Friday, but rather on a Thursday, so in theory, people did have time to go back home for Shabbos. You could go back Thursday night or Friday. Didn't have to wait till Sunday. It's not the same as when Yom Tov finishes on a Friday. No! So what would we say in a case like that? Ms. Svara, I would have said that what? That because you could have gone home, or you could have come later, you didn't have to be there for Shabbos, so why should we penalize, as it were, the Mishmar, whose man it really is? In the other cases, we're not penalizing, we'll just say, listen, all of Klal Yisrael have to be there by rights. But in this case, they don't have to be there by rights, because they could quite happily have come earlier, or later, or left earlier. Says the Mishnah, some sort of compromise. Chal liyois yoim echod, lahafsik bentayim. If indeed there was a day's gap in between. So once you have a day's gap in between, then we'd make a split. Mishmar shezmanoi kavua. The Mishmar whose man was kavua, hoyo noitel, eser chalois. The Hamis Akev, and the one who happened to be waiting there, they would get a share, but not an equal share. Only Neutel Stein. Now, this is a little bit confusing. Why is it a little bit confusing? Because, as we said before, on a regular Shabbos, you always put the lechem aponim two-way anyway, between the nichnasim and the yetzei. Now, imagine, this, we'll see in a moment, there's machlekas, but imagine you hold that on a regular Shabbos, you split the breads 50-50, six each. So in this particular case, when they've waited around or come early, what did we say? 10 go to the mishmar shezmanei kavua, and 2 for this for the other mishmaris. So what does that mean, 10? It means 5 and 5. Right, it doesn't mean 10. It means 10 would be split up in the way that they're always split up, except that normally it's 12 being split. On this particular occasion, it's 10 being split. So let's see Rashi. Chal yom echod lafsik bein taim. For example, shechal yom tov rishon b'sheni b'shabbos. If the first day Yom Tov was Chal on Monday, So who asked you to come before Shabbos? Shehoyu yichaylin lovoi. They could, in theory, have arrived when Lechad b'Shabbos. Veheim kodmu uba'u me'erev Shabbos. What does that mean? Kodmu. They came before. They came early. Instead of on the Sunday, they came erev Shabbos. So they happened to have been there on the Shabbos, but they didn't have to be there. Or the other way around. Or the last day Yom Tov was Chal on Thursday. So therefore, in theory, they had time to go back. They could have gone when? The Erev Shabbos. They didn't have to stick around. Venisak Vusham Bashabis Bilamaisa, they did find themselves in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, either too early or too late. So what happens? Kol Hamishmores Shenis Akvu. Any Mishmah that was stuck in the Beis HaMikdash, Ein Neitlin Elo Shtechalos. I can't say they get nothing, but I also can't say they get an equal share. They'll just split up two chalos. Umishmar shezmanei kavua Neitel Eser. They would take 10. What does it mean, take 10? V'cholkin oison, and they would divide it bein mishmar hanichnas lemishmar Hayotze k'derech kol Shabbos Hashana, just like you always, on every single Shabbos of the year, you always split it two-way, the exact proportion of which we'll discuss in a moment, but you always split it two-way, in which case, you do exactly the same now, not for 12 chalos, but rather for 10 chalos.
Why does the Mishnah use the word mishmar when we know there's two, as opposed to mishmaros?
Yeah, good question. Now, says the Mishnah in conclusion, Ubashar Yemois Hashanah. What happens in a regular, normal Shabbos all year round? Hanichnas Noitel Sheish, Vahayotze Noitel Sheish. 6 for the outgoing, 6 for the incoming. But Rabbi Yehuda says no. Hanichnas Noitel Sheva, Vahayotze Noitel Chomish. There were more for the incoming group than the outgoing group, says Rashi. Hanichnas neitel sheva. The farish b'gemara shamishmores mischalfois. The mishmores would interchange. B'shabbos on Shabbos, zu oivedes shachris, zu oivedes arvis. Kilamina b'gemara b'braisa. As we're soon going to see in the braisa mitz Hashem later on in the week. So therefore, every Shabbos there were two mishmores there. One doing the morning avoda, one doing the afternoon. The lechem aponim they split. Says the Mishnah, there is one further difference between the nechnasim and the yetzim, not just how much they got, but rather also where they stood to receive their portion. Says the Mishnah, hanichnasin cholkin betzofoin. They would get their portion in the north side. V'hayotzin b'doroim. Why is that significant, says Rashi? Hanichnosin cholkin b'neye b'tzofoin es hamagia l'chelkon. Whatever arrived in their chelek, they would get that where? In the tzofoin. Why in the tzofoin? Why is that significant? kedomrin amagamara kedei sheyiru hanichnosin shatzofin ika. Sharikovoi hakosu, because the Torah fixed that place, l'shchitas kodesh kachim. We said that this morning in davening, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, shchitasam batzofin. Kodesh kachim gets sacrificed in the tzofin, north hand side of the Mizbeach. Therefore, when this group were arriving in the Beis HaMikdash, about to launch their week's work, we want to immediately impress upon them the importance of the tzofin. Please note that this is where you're going to be makriv the Kodesh Kodshim during the course of the week. How do they relay that to them? By distributing the Lechem Aponim in the tzofin. Mashein Kein, the Mishmar Hayoitzim, says Rashi, Vayoitzim Cholkim Bedorim Kidei Sheyiru Sheim Yoitzim. In order that it should be clearly visible that they are leaving, V'holchin Lohem, and they're going, Lefichach Shinu Makoimon. And that's why they changed their place. Eitzel Ruach She'eino Ika. They put them on the side, which is not so important, in order to clearly symbolize that, yes, you're the outgoing group. You're not as important as the ingoing group. Says the Mishnah in conclusion. Bilga la'olam chaylekes bedorim. Bilga always gets their part in Dorim. V'tabata kavua, and her ring, their Mishma's ring, is always closed. V'chaloin on his window is stuma, says Rashi. Bilga is shame hamishmara. It's the name of this particular group. La'olam chalukas chaylekes bedorim. Even when they're entering. So under normal circumstances, where do you go when you're entering?
North.
In the north, in the Tzofim. But Bilga was an exception. Even when they're entering, they had to go to the Doraim. Why? Shekonsuha. Because we penalize them. There was a knas. Why? As the Gemara will later on explain right at the end. But that was one knas. Second knas, v'tabato kavua, chof dalad tabois hoyu ba'azara. There were 24 rings or semi rings in the azara, but mokka in Beis HaMikdashim, where the kitchens were, where they shechted the animals.
This is on the north.
No, this is in the Beis HaMikdash. Some room in the Beis HaMikdash. There was a place called the Beis HaMikdashim, a room where they actually shechted. Remember, the shechita of the korban was not done on the Mizbeach. In fact, technically speaking, who did the shechita? It wasn't even the kohenim necessarily. Shechita is kosher, even with a zor, even with a non-kohen. Now, in this Beis HaMikdashim, there were 24 rings. Why 24? Keneged esrim v'arba mishmoris, which corresponded to the 24 groups. Each group had their ring. What did they look like? And they were placed ba'avne ritzba on the stone floor. V'hatabas psucha mitzad echot. The tabas was opened on one side. V'hoivcha l'malo. And it was pointing upwards. U'machnis tzavor ha'behema l'soicha. And you would enter the neck of the animal in between. V'choizer v'hoifeich pischa. And then you would then turn it round back into the floor and lock it, as it were. L'toicha ritzpa. So it really looked like, as it were, basically a semicircle, which you lift up. One half was drilled into the floor. The other half you lift it up. You'd put the neck of the animal there and then close the ring, connect now the second side to the floor such that the animal was trapped underneath the ring. However, the taba shel bilga kavua. It was fixed and it was non-openable. Vein and efeches, you couldn't open it to put the animal there. k'day shetishtameish b'shalachirim, so that if ever they want to be makar a korban, they always have to come groveling and begging to other groups. The gnai hu lo, that was considered a special disgrace, which was the whole point of it. And finally, the chaloino stumo, and their window was closed. Chaloino is hoyu bebeis hachalifos. There was a window in the room of the chalifos. What is the chalifos? Right, the shechting knives. Ba'oivli koisle atoim. In the thickness of the walls, the chambers in the wall. In the north side of the Beis HaMikdash, goinzin es sakinehem. In other words, you had thick walls of the Beis HaMikdash. In the thickness of the wall, they hollowed out small little boxes, cupboards. In each cupboard, what would they do? Sheshom goinzim esakin. That's where they used to hide their knives. Each mishmo had their knives. But v'sosmoi chaloino shel bilga, but they completely closed the window of bilga, and again, which means they had no access to their knives. So if ever they wanted a shech, they'd come begging somebody else. Therefore, this is three separate knosses that were administered to bilga. Number one, they were always chaylek bedorim, even when they arrived in Beis HaMikdash. Number two, their ring was shut. And number three, their knives were not accessible because their window was closed. What exactly Bilga did to warrant this knas, we'll see in the Gemara Mitzvah. So as I mentioned, there's no shir tomorrow. So Mitzvah Hashem will reconvene till Tuesday, and then Be'ez Hashem on Thursday. And I think very much now it will be doable. Be'ez Hashem, it's a good day today. So we have basically an omer to do. We'll try and do most of it on Tuesday and finish it off on Thursday. As I show on the last day.